Yeah, they're that. Did I get a second?
Yes, you did.
We did. Okay. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Agreement for qualified engineering architectural consulting agreement, addendum number 17-131. I have a letter dated November 1st, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. This agreement is for qualified engineering architectural consulting services renewal. He's drafted addendums for the agreement between Taney County and Great River Associates.
I'm sorry. I was on the wrong one. I apologize.
And HDR, and number two, HDR Engineering Incorporated. The primary purpose of these addendums is to renew each agreement for an additional period of 1 year, effective January 2nd, 2019, and ending January 1st, 2020. And our attorney approves the addendums as to form.
The changes made that you wanted done?
Yeah.
Okay. Move to approve the addendum to the contract of employment by and between Great River Associates, DBA Great River Engineering, and Taney County.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to approve the addendum to the master short form agreement for professional services by and between Taney County and HDR Engineering.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Rockaway funding request for wastewater treatment facility capital improvements project construction phase.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the project at the City of Rockaway Beach. Myself, their representative engineer, Sean Berry with Toth & Associates, met with the commission a few weeks ago. Since that time, funding agreement's been circulated and has the appropriate signatures other than the county commission at this time. And if you please, I'll go ahead and read through the staff report.
Okay.
City of Rockaway Beach is requesting the approval of a funding agreement that will provide for the construction phase services specific to the capital improvements planned for the city's wastewater treatment facility, which include the following. Number one, influent headworks improvements. Number two, ultraviolet disinfection system improvements. Three, sludge processing improvements. Four, return activated sludge pumping improvements. Five, selector basin improvements. Six, aeration system improvements. Seven, tertiary backwash filter equalization improvements. Eight, emergency backup power generation addition. Nine, construction phase engineering services necessary to oversee the project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $1,885,685. This amount includes $1,665,685 for the actual construction work and $220,000 for construction phase engineering services. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until March 31st, 2020 to allow sufficient time for the completion of the project work as well as the time for the approval, reimbursement, and project closeout procedures to be completed. The City of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on November 12, 2018. A copy of this funding agreement was sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has approved the document as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary in determining the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the Sewer Sales Tax Funding Agreement Program. Mr. Berry's in the audience there, as well as some of the entourage from the City of Rockaway Beach, the Mayor, and the Board of Aldermen, if the Commission should have any questions specific to the project.
If no questions, I move to approve the funding agreement between Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility Capital Improvement as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Awesome. Thank you. It's a huge thing for the City of Rockaway Beach. I know they greatly appreciate it.
Personnel policy discussion and approval to an amendment.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Personnel policy amendment number 2018-03 is being presented. This amendment will provide a clearer description of who's eligible for group health benefits and specifics related to coverage. The amendment will also allow flexibility to make changes in the future as our health benefits change without having to amend the personnel policy. The following changes are proposed. Section 17, the title Health and Life Insurance will be deleted and replaced with the following, Group and Voluntary Benefits. Section 17-1, 1 through 6, Health and Life Insurance will be deleted and replaced with the title Group and Voluntary Benefits, and the following verbiage. All regular full-time employees are eligible for group health benefits. Full-time employees, as defined under the Affordable Care Act, are employees who work an average of 30 hours per week for more than 120 days in 1 year. Full-time employees will be enrolled without cost in the group health, dental, and basic group life insurance programs. All coverage, which includes any voluntary independent coverage paid in full by employee, will begin on the first day of the calendar month following 60 days from the date of hire. And this is, it will be labeled amended 11-26-2018, if approved.
When you read, where you started out, full-time employees, would you read that part again?
Yes. Full-time employees will be enrolled without cost in the group health, dental, and basic group life insurance programs.
Okay. What I had presented to me from, had you guys discussed the issue and the benefits person, it was full-time employees with benefits will be enrolled. Is there a read, should we have with benefits or not, without cost? I don't know, is there any? Full-time employees will be enrolled.
I don't know that we need it without cost in there.
So then, it would read.
And do we want to say will be or is eligible to be?
Are eligible to be.
Yeah, because there's, I think we have a few employees that don't take advantage of it, isn't that correct? Because of either military or other. So I'd say full-time employees will be eligible to be enrolled in the group health, dental, and basic group life insurance programs.
Full-time employees are eligible to be enrolled in the group health,
dental, and basic group life insurance programs.
Full-time employees will be eligible, is that what you said?
Will be eligible or are eligible?
Either one.
Full-time employees are eligible to be enrolled in the group health, dental, and basic group life insurance programs?
Uh-huh. If they choose or something like that.
Okay. But striking out the without cost, that would prevent us from having to change it.
Right. But it does clean up a lot of.
Yeah. Is that clear then?
Yes. The full-time employees are eligible to be enrolled in the group health, dental, and basic group life insurance programs. So they are eligible, and whether they choose to or not is completely up to them. Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
I don't.
Move to adopt and enter into the employee benefits policy. Section 17-1, as presented with corrections. That way it also strikes out everything.
Yes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. State Aviation Trust Fund Project Consultant Agreement, Supplemental Number 18114 AIR.
Hello. Morning.
I have a letter dated November 16, 2018, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the Aviation Project Consultant Supplemental Agreement Number 1. Buying between Taney County and Garver LLC Consultant. And he approves the supplemental agreement as to form.
So this modifies the maintenance and liability insurance requirements and then sub-consultant insurance requirements?
Right. It's just changing one word from per claim to per person. And it's also adding Terracon to the list of sub-consultants.
Okay. Move to approve the Aviation Project Consultant Supplemental Agreement Number 1.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Notice of renewal for independent auditing services number 18124 CM. I have a letter dated November 20th, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the notice of renewal for independent audit services from Taney County to KPM CPAs. On March 19, 2018, the county entered into an agreement for independent audit services with KPM agreement to perform independent audit services for the fiscal year 2017 and year ending December 31st, 2017. Under paragraph 3 of the agreement, the county has a right to renew the agreement for fiscal year 2018 by providing written notice of intent to renew to KPM no later than December 1st of the fiscal year for which the agreement is renewed. Under KPM's response to the request for proposal, the cost for fiscal year 18 is $22,000. And our attorney approves it. The note approves it to form.
That would be to audit from December 2017 through December 2018.
Yeah. Should be the year 2018. Yeah.
Make a motion to accept the renewal for the independent audit services for KPM. For the fiscal year 2018.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We're looking at what was last year's $1,000 less.
It's $1,000 less, did you say?
Yeah, 21,000 last year.